Saint Augustine was the bishop of Hippo. He lived about 350 to 430 AD, and he preached a sermon that has come to be known as the Love Sermon. Thought it was appropriate to quote it the week of Valentine's Day. The scripture he was preaching on was from 1 John. One line of that sermon has become fairly well known, frequently quoted, and often misinterpreted. Augustine said, "Love and do what you will." Over time, as you can imagine, the expression has morphed. Will has been translated as please, and so instead of do what you will, it has been quoted as do what you please. Do you hear the difference? Love God and do as you please. Could be interpreted to mean the same thing as love God and do what you will. But it has also been interpreted to mean, as long as you love, do whatever you want to. That is not what Augustine or John meant. Augustine and John are both teaching us that when we love, our will, our desire is to keep God's commandments, to love God with all of our heart and soul and mind and strength, and to love one another as Jesus loved us. William Barclay says about this passage, "Obedience is the only proof of love." We can't prove our love any other way than by seeking to please God and to bring God joy. Now, we're not going to do it perfectly. Go ahead and admit it. We've already messed up, I'm sure. We're not going to do it perfectly. But we'll try, and we'll practice. And when we fail, we'll try again. I watched the other night the pairs figure skating. Maybe you watched it too. The commentators were really excited over this one particular couple. And I don't know really much about ice skating. I just like to watch them do it. And so I'm watching and they're commenting on how they're dancing in perfect unison, how complicated the footwork was. There was this lift and this toss up into the air with three rotations before he caught her. So high. Side by side, triple salchow, it looked perfect to me. All with grace and artistry. And then came the triple lutz. And those make me sort of gulp in my stomach, those throw jumps, you know, where he picks her up and then he just tosses her out there. So I expected that there was going to be this beautiful rotation and landing, and I sort of looked away for a second because I can't quite do it. And I looked back, and she was sitting on the ice. She fell. There at the Olympics, in the middle of an incredible routine. She fell. What I noticed, though, was that she popped right back up. It looked like she barely touched the ice, and they went on, continuing to strive for the best. And I thought, you know, we all get thrown sometimes, and we're not always going to land perfectly either. We all are going to fall. But if we love God, we seek to obey his commandments, and we will commit to popping right back up and continuing to strive for what John calls the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Now, I did a little research, and over the next 2 weeks, NBC Networks will air 631 and a half hours of coverage of the Winter Olympics on television. But if that's not enough, NBCOlympics.com and NBC Sports app will show a combined 1,800 hours of streaming coverage. Why? Because we want to watch it. We want to watch Sweden's Charlotte Kalla pull away from the other skaters. Did you see it? Did you see when her grimace turned into a smile? And I don't know about you, but I'm tempted to cheer with her as she pumps her arms coming across the finish line. Victory! She conquered it. She must have felt on top of the world. John writes, love of God is keeping God's commandments, and God's commandments are not burdensome to keep because all born of God conquer the world. And that's the victory that comes, overcomes the world, our faith. Our faith that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, what does John mean? Remember that John is writing to a community that is divided. False teachers, teaching what has become known as Gnosticism, had influenced the joining community. They taught that Jesus was born fully human and only human, a regular old baby boy, and only became the Messiah, the anointed one, at his baptism. And that at his crucifixion, the anointing of God left him, and he was only a human man when he died. Now, that was what the false teachers were teaching. And John is refuting this false teaching, saying, it is our faith that Jesus is the Son of God. It's that faith that overcomes the world. That is the victory. There's no victory in God sending his Spirit to anoint Jesus at his baptism and leave him alone on the cross. What turns our grimace into elation and propels us to the victory line, pumping our arms, is that God cared enough for us to lay aside his glory and to take upon himself the limitations of humanity, an unimaginable sacrifice, and the act of a love that passes human understanding. God shares in all of the activities of human life. He knows all of the trials, the temptations, the sorrows of this life and of this world personally. God understands us and knows how difficult his commandments are to keep. Now, I watched downhill skiing yesterday. Sports on snow and ice look so easy, don't they? You just do, this is what you do. You crouch down, and then you just float along, sort of twisting back and forth, right? And then every now and then you just catch some air. It looks fun, sort of exhilarating. And for a minute, I wondered why I had never been skiing. And then I remembered. I get nervous when things get moving too fast, and I would be uncomfortably out of control as I careened down the side of a mountain. And I don't like the cold. Oh, yeah, and I'm not very coordinated either. And I'm pretty sure I would end up lying in the snow looking like some sort of twisted pretzel. It's not easy. It looks easy, but it isn't. The life of faith is similar. Our obedience to God's commands is the only proof of our love. And we fall. How are we doing at getting back up again and moving on? It takes training and persistence, just like those athletes have. Study and prayer, a willingness to listen and be coached by the life of Jesus, and a love for the Messiah that fortifies our will. It is our focus. It is our life. We may seem to be out there on the slopes all alone, but we are not. God is with us through it all, grimacing when we grimace, aching with us, and then breaking into a smile. God is with us at the victory line. Thanks be to God. Amen.